Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson announces Slavery Reparations Task Force. By Warner Todd Houston on June 17, 2025. Chicago's self-professed progressive Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson announced a new task force to study plans to dole out slavery reparations to the city's Black community, even as Johnson struggles with low approval ratings. Desperate to find his way out of his low approvals, Johnson announced the new task force during his Juneteenth address. The committee is reportedly being funded by the $500,000 set aside for the purpose in the recent budget negotiations, WFLD-TV reported. The divisive mayor insisted that investing in Blacks is not a crime. Breaking: Chicago Mayor Johnson to hand out race-based grants to Black residents as slavery reparations. Investing in Blacks is not a crime. pic.twitter.com/faecoco. End wokeness, at End Wokeness, June 16, 2025. The task force will conduct a comprehensive study and examination of all policies that have harmed Black Chicagoans from the slavery era to present day and make a series of recommendations that will serve as appropriate remedies, City Hall noted in a June 17 press release. Today's executive order is not just a public declaration. It is a pledge to shape the future of our city by confronting the legacy of inequity that has plagued Chicago for far too long, the unpopular mayor said. In partnership with the Chicago City Council Black Caucus and our dedicated allies, we are continuing to build on the bedrock of my administration to move forward in reconciliation through targeted investments aimed at rectifying decades of deliberate disinvestment in Black neighborhoods and communities, he added. These decisive actions move us beyond words and are a testament to my administration taking on the responsibility of this work. Thank you to all for your unwavering dedication that has brought us to this pivotal moment toward a more just and equitable Chicago for all, Johnson said. Watch, Chicago resident to Democrat mayor, stop spending our money on illegals. The task force will reportedly explore housing subsidies for Blacks, economic development initiatives for Black-owned businesses, and will look to establish race-based health, education, and safety programs. It will also hold public hearings to collect testimonials of harm from past decades. Johnson promises that his program will serve as an official re-education campaign for the entire city. It is not clear how Johnson can legally justify pushing tax dollars only to Black residents and to the exclusion of other residents. 38th Ward Alderman Nick Sposato, a tough Johnson critic, felt that the $500,000 could be better spent on less divisive programs. It's too divisive, it's gonna divide us even more, the alderman said. I don't know what the fairness about it would be. Maybe the report will say it's unnecessary, but I highly doubt that. Johnson's approval rating among the city's Black population is a dismal 30% in a recent 2040 strategy group poll. 28% outright disapprove, and 43% have mixed feelings. The city's Black citizens have been at loggerheads with Johnson due to his deep and costly support of illegal aliens and the millions of budget dollars he has shifted from Black communities to support illegals. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.